Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is another in this occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. Here is Book 1 and Chapter 10. In the time of these rulers then, according to the evangelist, when Tiberius Caesar was in the 15th year of his reign, and Pontius Pilate the 4th of his governorship, and Herod, Lysanias, and Philip were tetrarchs of the rest of Judea, our Savior and Lord Jesus, the Christ of God, beginning to be about 30 years old, came to the baptism of John, and there began the proclamation of the gospel. The divine scripture says that he completed the whole time of his teaching while Annas and Caiaphas were high priests, showing that the whole time of his teaching was bounded by the years which covered their administration. Since then, he began in the high priest of Annas and continued in the reign of Caiaphas. The intervening time does not extend to a full 4 years. For since the regulation of the law were at that time already in process of destruction, the rule had been relaxed by which the duties of the service of God were held for life and by inherited succession. And the Roman governors entrusted the high priesthood at different times to different men who did not hold this office for more than 1 year. Moreover, Josephus relates that 4 high priests intervened in succession between Annas and Caiaphas, and speaks as follows in the text of the Antiquities. Valerius Gratus, having deprived Ananus of the priesthood, appoints as high priest Ishmael the son of Phabi. Him too he removes shortly, and nominates as high priest Eleazar the son of Ananus the high priest. But when a year was passed, he removes him also, and hands over the high priesthood to Simon, the son of Camithus. But neither did his tenure of office last for more than a year. And Josephus, who is also called Caiaphas, was his successor. Thus, the whole time of the teaching of our Savior is shown to be not even a full 4 years, since from Annas to the appointment of Caiaphas in 4 years, 4 high priests held the yearly office. Naturally, then, the scripture of the gospel has indicated Caiaphas as high priest of the year in which the Savior's passion was completed, and from this also the time of the teaching of Christ is shown to be not discordant with the preceding observation. However, our Lord and Savior called the 12 apostles not long after the beginning of his preaching, and to them alone of all his disciples did he give the name of apostles, as a special privilege. Afterwards, he appointed 70 others, and them also he sent out in advance of him, 2 by 2, to every place and city where he was to come himself. Here ends Book 1 and Chapter 10, and let's move on to some notes and commentary. Eusebius continues to set the historical time frame for the life of Jesus, drawing upon Luke and Josephus. He refers to Luke chapter 3, verse 1, and Luke 3, verse 23, to note that Jesus was baptized and began his public ministry in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius as the Roman emperor, and in the 4th year of the rule of Pontius Pilate as governor, when Jesus was about 30 years of age. He then takes Luke chapter 3, verse 2, to refer to the life of Jesus being set between the high priesthoods of Annas and Caiaphas. As Luke 3, 2 begins, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priests. From this, he assumes that the public ministry of Jesus lasted less than 4 full years. Drawing on Josephus's Antiquities, he notes that there were 3 high priests who served brief terms in between those of Annas and Caiaphas. And so you had the reign of Annas, or drawing upon Josephus, he uses the writing of the name as Ananus, who was deposed from his office of high priesthood by Valerius Gratus, who was the predecessor of Pontius Pilate. And then after him, then came Ishmael, son of Phabi, Eleazar, son of Annas or Ananus, Simon, son of Camithus, And then finally, Josephus or Caiaphas, who was high priest when Jesus was tried and crucified. So after the deposal of Annas, there were four high priesthoods in less than 4 years: Ishmael, Eleazar, Simon, and then Caiaphas. So Eusebius concludes, thus the whole time of the teaching of our Savior is shown to be not even 4 full years. Furthermore, Eusebius notes the calling of the 12 apostles at the beginning of Christ's ministry, as well as the sending out of the 70 two by two. Note, although Eusebius does not mention the traditional 3-year scheme for Jesus' public ministry drawn from the Gospel of John, including the mention of the 3 Passover visits to Jerusalem, his less than 4-year ministry scheme roughly fits with this. The question remains, however, whether Eusebius properly interprets Luke 3:2. Did Luke really intend to say that the public ministry of Jesus extended from the deposal of Annas as high priest until the time of the high priesthood of Caiaphas? Was that really Luke's point in Luke 3:2? Nevertheless, Eusebius again is resolute in trying to ground the life and the ministry of Jesus of Nazareth in history, and to use historical sources like the Gospel of Luke and Josephus to substantiate and corroborate this historical record. This ends this installment, and I will look forward to speaking to you in the next one. Till then, take care and God bless.